they were fruit trees?
Yeah.
Okay, what about maple trees?
Okay.
Maples.
Okay.
Is that a grove?
I don't know.
Okay. So if somebody asked you if you own this orchard, and you say, no, I just live near here, and then you point to somebody and say, he's the man
who owns the orchard.
Okay. Then you might say, when I was little, my father was poor, but next door there was a kid
who was rich.
Okay. Or if you're talking about his father, you'd say there was a kid.
His father was rich.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you call the inside hard little thing in a cherry that you can't eat?
It's a pit.
Okay, how about if it's in a peach, what do you call that?
A pit.
Okay. Do you know different kinds of peaches and one kind sticks to the pit and the other kind doesn't?
Yeah, but I don't know what they're called.
Have you heard of a cling?
Cling peach? Yeah.
Okay, what about a, have you heard of a free stone?
Or no.
Clear seed?
No.
Okay. The part of an apple you usually don't eat.
Core.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of when people cut up apples or peaches and they dry them, what they call that?
We call them dried apples.
Okay, you never heard anybody say snaps, did you?
No.
Okay. How about the nut that grows under the ground?
Have you ever heard of
which?
Peanut.
Okay. How about some other kinds of nuts?
Hazelnut, Brazil nut. Nigger toe, walnut.
What's a nigger toe?
It's a little black, three-sided thing with point, not with points on the ends.
But it's not the same as a Brazil nut.
It might be. I don't know.
Okay, how about these ones that have a real thin sort of shell with a hole?
Pecan?
A little black. And then how about another one that's sort of like eye-shaped?
Almond.
Okay. And the fruit that's, it's a citrus fruit. It's not a lemon or a grapefruit.
Orange.
Okay. And if you had a bunch of those and you, one day you went and they had all disappeared, you'd say the
oranges
are
gone.
Okay. Or you might say they're, you know, if every one of them is gone, you say they're. Okay, you're right. What about these little red vegetables? You usually put them in a salad or something. And they're
tomatoes.
Okay. Do you have any names for the little tiny ones?
We call them cherry tomatoes.
Yeah. Okay, how about little hard things that are more of a red, and they have, well, they're white inside. They're like a root vegetable, like a turnip or something.
Oh,
like tomatoes, sort of peppery.
Yeah, real hot. Radish.
Okay. And sometimes with steak you have a baked
potato.
Okay, what kinds do you know of those?
Yams. Idaho potatoes? Is that a kind?
Yeah.
That's all I think of.
So what's the difference between those?
Sweet potato.
Is a yam and a sweet potato different?
No, I think they're the same thing.
Okay, and the other ones, they're white.
Yeah.
Okay. How about something that if you cut it, it usually makes you cry?
Onion.
Okay. And do you know any name for little fresh ones that you pull up and they're green?
Yeah, we call them green onions.
Okay. How about this vegetable that they have here a lot, and it's little and green and like ridges, and you cut it up and cook it, slimy sort of. It's a little green, like it's shaped like a, you know, a torpedo or something. It's
cucumber?
It's like a cucumber, only much littler, and it's got these sort of ridgy things in it.
Okra?
Right.
Oh.
Okay. How about if you left a fruit, some kind of a fruit around and the skin dried up, you might call that, you know, if it got all wrinkly and stuff.
You talking about prune?
Anything that gets wrinkled, you might say that what it did rather than wrinkled up, another word that's like that.
Dried. It dried out.
Or they also, sometimes it's, would you say shrivel?
Yeah.
Did you say that?
Yeah, I would. shriveled. It shriveled, yeah.
Okay. How about leafy head type?
Lettuce.
Okay. What's the other one that's thicker and sort of...
Cabbage.
Okay. If you were talking about several of them, the size, you'd say those...
Heads of lettuce.
Okay. And if you're talking about cabbage, you might say those... Just the cabbage, you know, without the... You say those... Just talking about a lot of them.
Cabbages?
Okay. You said heads of lettuce. Have you ever heard anybody use that word with children?
Heads of lettuce?
Heads with heads of children?
So referring to a group?
How many they've got?
No.
Okay. And did you ever hear anybody... This is about to run out, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, let's stop it before we lose something.
Okay.